Let's glow, lesbians!
I was gonna start singing Heat of the Moment, and I don't know why.
That's a Supernatural reference.
Yes, I know. But it's also an 80s song.
Yeah, it's true.
And the soundtrack in this show is banging.
Yeah. It does. Wait, what year are we in? Because I know when we first started with the show, it was like, I don't even know.
You mean on Glow, right?
Yeah. Was it 1980 or like?
Not in real life.
Yeah, we started this podcast in the 80s, remember?
I'm like, what year is it, everyone? That's a good question. No, I think it's like the early to mid 80s.
Okay. Because I know, well, in season three, what year? I don't even know what year it is in season three, though.
I don't know.
It has to be towards, like, the mid to late 80s, because, you know.
Why?
Well, the, like, gay drama, so.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The 80s.
The 80s!
The 80s!
So, surprisingly, for this to be a show about female wrestlers, there are a lot less lesbians than one would think.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally only two. And I'm shocked.
Did you think that there would be more when you first started?
Well, yes and no.
Right.
Like, I didn't know what to expect. I honestly, well, I didn't know what to expect, but, you know, it's a numbers game when you have that many.
It's a numbers game.
When you have that many people in one space, you really, you have to start looking around and you're like, well, one of us has got to be a gay.
me in every room I walk into.
It's you.
It's me. Just immediately start looking for other gay people. Where are they?
I mean, sometimes it'd be like that.
I
really do wish you could link up, like, Wi-Fi and you'd just, like, know.
But don't you kind of?
I mean, kind of.
Kind of? Pretty much, sometimes, you just know.
Yeah, I mean, I usually do, but they're usually the people I don't want to be, or I don't want to associate myself with. And then there's the other ones where I'm just like, where there's like speculation, and then when I find out that they're straight, I'm like, well, no longer interested in talking to you ever again.
Do you know who I found out was straight recently and it blew my mind? Is Noel Fielding. I don't know if you know who that is, but
the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, if you look him up, you might know. He's a British comedian and he's been in a bunch of like stuff, but he most recently is on Great British Bake Off, and he's, like, one of the hosts. But anyway, I forever thought he was a big homo, and he's married to a woman and has a child. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Oh, well, you know, I could see why you would think that now that I'm seeing who this is, because I'm like, yes, the guy from the Mighty Boosh. So
yeah,
I get why one would think that, but I also never thought that he was a gay.
Really? Okay.
Well, it's that game, gay or European.
That
and he's
is true.
Just European.
Oh, God. I love Legally Blonde. anyway, what I'm surprised about is that it took them until season three to really get into the gay storylines. Both gay storylines, first of all. I was like, okay, we all been waiting for Bash to be gay since episode one. Like, we've been new.
You mean since season one when he was literally fucking some dude?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
And then he found out that a homeboy had AIDS and then died, and then he was just like, I'm gonna be straight now! Literally scared straight.
Yep.
He's such
literally scared straight.
He's such a wasp that he was just like, wow, I'm feeling a lot of complex emotions. I'm just going to be straight for a while.
Basically. That's literally basically what happened. Oh, God.
Who knows what would happen if Kate Nash's character divorced him? He would just be like, I don't know what to do now. Do I marry another one? Do I just die?
Yeah, that whole storyline was, like, interesting.
That's a word for it.
Yeah.
That's a word for it.
It was interesting. But yeah, no, I'm surprised that it took them that long to, like, really get to the... I don't know. Like, that season three was just like, all right, everyone's gay.
All right, homos, wake up!
Wake up, homos.
We know you guys have been sleeping for the last two seasons.
We all know you've been asleep except for Debbie's scenes.
Honestly. Speaking of which, Debbie has really just become, like, well, I won't say has become my favorite character because, like, I've always loved Debbie, but, like, this season I've really taken more of a liking to her.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. She's a total badass.
Yeah, that...
Yeah.
You remember that one, scene? She was just like, do you want to hear my flute? My fake flute? And then she did, like, a fake flute.
When they're, like, super high.
Yes, and I'm just like, where's Lizzo?
Where's Lizzo? Can Lizzo please guest star on Glow? That would be amazing.
Oh, can Lizzo just be on Glow? I would love that. That's the kind of shit I need.
Yep.
Like, season four, I need... They're like, oh, we've got a TV station now. They're like, Lizzo comes in. She's just like, I'm an actress. I demand a show. And they just give her one. And then that's it. And then she gets her own spinoff.
And that's how Lizzo got into acting.
Well, not how. She's in that movie Hustlers. That just came out this past weekend.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, but so is Riverdale girl.
Lily Reinhart.
Right, isn't she?
Yes. But I love Lily Reinhart.
Yeah.
Also, Cardi B's in it.
Just saying. Yeah.
There's a lot of random peoples in that movie.
They were like, let us assemble the most random list of people we can find.
Yeah. But at least Cardi B makes sense because she's a former stripper.
Yeah, that's true.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're like, that tracks.
That tracks. Exactly.
J-Lo being the ringleader? Question mark.
I mean...
But, I mean, I do love J-Lo's acting.
Yeah.
The Wedding Planner will live in infamy forever.
Oh, absolutely. A classic.
Also, I feel like everyone's always like, and Made in Manhattan, but I've literally never seen Made in Manhattan.
And I have not either.
You know Tyler Posey is the little kid in that movie?
True confession. Yes, I did know that.
But anyway, that's... That's
about J-Lo's acting career.
Honestly, that should be our next episode. That really should just be our next
J-Lo's acting career.
Yeah, I'll watch random J-Lo movies. Because I think my mom wanted me to watch that movie. No, she didn't. I remember asking her if she wanted to see that J-Lo movie, The Second Act, and she was like, no.
The Second Act?
Yeah, or something like that. It's supposed to be like J-Lo's character is like in her 40s or something and like wants to change her career and be like an actual career woman, but she works at like a grocery store or some bullshit like that. But anyway, I just
that
remember
feels like my life right now at 26.
You know, aren't all of us millennials like that? We're like, wow, I can't wait to start my second act after going to school for multiple years and then getting a degree that I can do nothing with, apparently.
Yep.
And had to settle for a fucking retail job just to make ends meet. I'm ready for my second act.
Yep. Good times. Starring J-Lo.
Honestly, I'd watch it.
I'd watch it.
J-Lo as a millennial? I'd watch
J-Lo
it.
J-Lo playing 26.
I would watch it out of sheer curiosity.
Oh, God.
She has to get what's-his-face to be in it, though. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
Reunite the dream team. Or...
I don't know. I think I'm done with McConaughey.
You know, I feel that. But, yeah. Alternatively, we could do this movie with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Just because.
I want to see that even less.
But I will see it.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
Why not? Why not watch it for the fun?
No.
Anyway, so back to Glow. I know we were talking about, like, I know we were texting about this season in particular not too long ago. Yeah. And I know you were talking about how you have this growing disinterest in Ruth, which I get.
Yeah.
And I can also agree with that, because at first I was into it, I was really into her character, and then, like, in this season I found myself being, like, the opposite how I felt in the first two seasons, where I'm, like, so disinterested in her character. It's just, like, she's there, and she does, like, a lot of plot-driven things, but at the same time I'm like, do I care? Like, the most I cared in this season about her was, like, when I thought her and Marc Maron's characters were actually going to, like, get together. And that's only because they had been teasing it for so long. And he's... Okay. Go ahead. Go.
No, I just can't believe we had to sit through that.
Okay, do you know what's even more ridiculous? All right, so, you know, I have this weird thing with Marc Maron. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
I'm weirdly into him. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
I blame it on my interest in older men. What it is. I really blame it on that. Like, sure. I have a weird lingering thing with that. Although my taste is literally all over the place. And, I mean, you can attest to that.
No comment.
I mean, you can attest to that as my friend who has known me for years.
No comment.
Wow, I can't believe I brought you to court just to say that.
Leans into the mic. No comment, Your Honor.
I love Legally Blonde 3.
Red, White, and Blonde. Anyway...
Wait, is that what the new one, the sequel, is supposed to be called?
That's the second one.
Oh, right.
The second one's called Red, White, and Blue.
I wonder what they're going to call the third one, because I think they're doing one.
They're going to call it We Can't Stop Shooting This Dead Horse.
But also, I can't get enough of Reese Witherspoon. Like, I almost watched Big Little Lies Season 2 just for Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Because I missed her.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
I had, like, no interest in watching season two, but then, like, you know, the homos were talking about it, and I was just like, can't relate. I was just online looking at the memes.
True. That's pretty much how I gauge my interest in something.
Yeah, but also how I avoid watching it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I've seen a GIF of that.
So I've basically watched the show.
I've seen many GIFs, okay? Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
So blah, 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 Marc Maron. So season three was just interesting because they were really trying to, like, repair this character's reputation, honestly.
You think?
Yeah, after, like... Because kind of, like, after the first two seasons of him being, like, kind of this overall shitty alcoholic dude, like, misogynist dude.
Yeah.
He, like, kind of started to, specifically after he found out he had his daughter, he started to change a little bit. But season three, he, like, did a full change. He was all, like, I want to stop smoking and blah, blah, blah. he wanted to, like, actually support his daughter's career, he was like, I'm going to call in literally all of my favors to help you get this movie made. Yeah. Which was, honestly, I'm like, that's super cool. But also, the daughter, I'm just, well, the movie that she wrote, I'm low-key interested in seeing.
Oh, I know, right?
But also, at the same time, I was just like, girl, you had enough time to do that at your age?
I always felt like they were, like, always trying to redeem his character, not in, like, such a full way, but, like, bit by bit, they're, like, always trying to, like, redeem his character, and, like, especially through Ruth, which is kind of why I don't like their romance, because I'm, like, I really, 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 really dislike when, and it's such a pervasive trope in media, where, like, the man is, like, a disgusting ball of disgust, and then this woman comes along and it's just like, no, there's good in him. I'm like, I hate this.
I get that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like that they're like totally 100% that, but well, I don't know. Blech.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I totally see that, because it definitely did happen over the course of this show, and I don't know. I can't even remember what happened with their, what was funny was, I didn't know how I felt about that one scene where she came to see him, and then he was just like, you know I'm in love with you, right? And I'm like, do you know what's funny is that I feel like she is aware of that, and then still...
Oh, she was definitely aware of that.
And then still just acted oblivious about it. Like, I didn't know until you just now told me. And I'm just like, bitch, y'all been doing this dance for a while.
Yeah, no, she was 100% aware of that.
Yeah, she literally just straight up was like trying to break up with her boyfriend so she could go ride his dick.
Yep.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, at first I was into her boyfriend, and then after a while I was just like, why does he look like that?
He was very, like, 80s, like, I don't know.
I know, and I'm just, and it's not like a dude from Stranger Things season 3, like the Russian dude, who I also was weirdly into that guy. Don't know why.
No, he was cute, the Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute.
Okay, validation, slightly.
You got a thumbs up for me. This one time.
Only once.
You only get one. Oh, damn, I can't believe I just wasted it on the Russian. Wait, let me ask you. Are you into that other guy from Stranger Things? Not David Harbour. I know you're into David Harbour. The other guy.
Who, Joe Keery?
No. The guy who was in season 3 that,
Who, Dacre Montgomery?
No.
Because I am.
Okay, yes. That also, too. We know. No, the other guy who was, like, he had, like, the Coke bottle glasses, and, like, Nancy and Jonathan went to his house, and then they fucked. That was in season 2. And then, right? And he, like, and then in season 3, they, like, take the Russian to his house, and he's, like, a spy. He, like,
oh, the,
he's a conspiracy theorist.
The guy who lives off the grid?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in him.
Mm. Okay. All right. just trying to get the, scale of what we're working with.
Grace, you already know the scale goes all over the place.
That's true. Okay, but I just wanted to see if it went there.
It does not. It does not, Degrassi, go there.
Just checking. All right, well, that's good. Back to Glow.
Yes. So let's delve into what we really want to talk about. Let's just talk about the gays.
Yeah, let's. Because season 3 was a blast.
Yeah. Like,
I was
when you
for it.
when you finished and you were like, I have many thoughts, I was like, oh boy, what's this gonna be about? And I almost entirely knew it was about the gays.
Oh yeah.
Also, Gina Davis. Loved her this season.
Oh yeah, totally forgot. Yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised by the addition of Gina Davis.
Do you know what's weird is I knew she was going to be on there because I saw it in, like, some entertainment news and then completely forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she popped up and I was like, oh, yeah, she's in this season. I forgot.
She was delightful.
I know. I thought she was going to be the villain, and then she wasn't, and I was pleasantly surprised.
That's true. They did kind of set her character up. Well, I think Debbie didn't like her, right?
Yeah, and then she grew to like her in the end.
Yeah.
And then she fucked her over in the end.
Yeah. What?
Gina Davis.
Yeah, I got distracted by Gina Davis. No, I had thoughts about Arthi and who's her girlfriend.
Oh my god, I don't remember her name. I just call her Junk Chain.
Yeah, I know. I was also gonna call her Junk Chain.
I only know them by their wrestler names. They don't have real names.
Damn it. Her name was like, I don't know. We'll call her Junk Chain.
Yes.
And we know we're not talking about Cherry, because Cherry is Cherry.
Yeah.
I had thoughts about the way that storyline went, because, first of all, was it the end of season two that they got together?
Yeah.
So, I was like, okay, we didn't really see, I like them a lot, but we didn't see them really get together.
Well, in season two, we kind of did, because they, like, kind of got together because they did, like, that dance thing together.
I know, but that was it. Like, that was, and that was, like, not, that was in an episode that wasn't even, like, which that was a good episode, but,
Oh, that was my favorite episode of season two.
Yeah, that was great. That was, like, an actual televised episode. But, yeah, that's kind of when it happened. And then just in the next episode, they're like, oh, let's live together. I'm like, ugh, fucking, do you have to be a lesbian stereotype? You're just going to move in together? Like, what's going on?
It's what they do, Grace. It's what they do.
Yes, I am aware.
As someone who has literally watched it happen before my eyes.
But, yeah, so we didn't really get to see them develop at all. I mean, did they have scenes together? And then, don't get me wrong, I really like them.
Mm.
Season three, it was funny because I kind of agreed with both of them. Because when Arthi was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm gay, I'm like, yeah, that's valid. Like, she doesn't have to, like, totally know her identity 100%. But then also when Junk Chain was like, well, I'm not fucking with straight girls, I was like, yo, that's also valid.
I mean, valid, but she could have just been bisexual, which is what I thought she was. And then she was like,
I also thought so. I was like, oh, she's gonna like say that she's bi or whatever, which is like great, good for her. But yeah. Like, yeah, it was funny, because I was like, I kind of agree with both of you, but I also think both of you are being idiots.
Truly.
But
that was pretty funny when she was just like, I'm gonna get a haircut. And it was like, her haircut?
Yeah.
Love that. Love lesbians getting the exact same haircut.
That also happens.
You know what? This was a very accurate represent. This was like a portrait of life, if you will.
A portrait of life. So yeah. So those are my thoughts on them. I mean, I enjoy them, but I also kind of thought like, And I also liked that season three gave them, like, actual storylines. It wasn't that they were just, like, being gay in the background. Like,
yeah.
They had issues and they worked through them. And
honestly, I just...
to, like, watch them.
Yeah, that was, like, my favorite part of season three is, like, they really... they did more for the storylines and did less of the actual, like, wrestling stuff. They, like, did a detraction from that to tell more of, like, their actual lives. Because I feel before, there was kind of, like, there was a lot of both.
Yeah.
And with almost, like, a 60 or 55-45 ratio.
Well, I think before, in, like, the first two seasons, like, a lot of the plots centered around the wrestling, right? So, like, yeah. A lot of it, it wasn't that it was just, like, about the wrestling, because it really wasn't, but, like, a lot of the plots centered around that part of it, but it kind of makes sense, because in season three, they're just doing the same show every night, so they're not really, like, wrestling, like, the same as they were.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense that in season three, they, like, it was this different format, so it kind of let everything else breathe. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, okay, we don't need to show this, so we're just gonna, like, do all of these other storylines now, which was cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I was very much into that. So, now let's talk about the other homo in the room. Let's talk about Bash and Britannica.
Oh, Bash.
Oh.
Just oh, Bash is all I can say.
Honestly, like, him delving in and just being like, hey, I'll marry you so that she can get a green card, and then...
so I can play straighty McStraight straight.
And pretend I'm not a homo because I'm afraid of AIDS.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. That is exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, I wasn't alive in the 80s, so I guess it was a scary time. For them. I mean, judging by what I also see on Pose.
Oh, yeah.
It was, true. I believe, a probably very scary time where you're just like, damn, can I even be a homo anymore?
Yeah. The answer, of course, being no.
Everyone has to be straight now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I really liked the storyline of what's his name dying. I thought that like that was done really well.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember his name either. It was something like very gay.
It was like Sebastian or something like
that. Oh yeah, which is super gay. I mean, the gayest crab in the ocean.
The gayest little crab. I mean, I thought that storyline was, like, done well, that they, as far as, like, showing how it became, like, a deep-rooted fear in Bash.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, his name is
Sebastian. Right? Wait, is it?
Isn't that what Bash is short for? No, it's his last name.
I guess. I have no fucking clue.
Okay, anyway. Doesn't know any of the characters.
Honestly, I don't. I really don't.
Oh,
and this is sad, considering how much of the show I've seen. I'm like, just retaining. I just watch so much shit at this point. I'm like, am I retaining information? I'm like, I don't even know anymore. Like, I was literally sitting at work today, and I was just like, am I even retaining information anymore?
Or am I just consuming?
Basically. Like, I immediately consume and regurgitate it, and then it's just like, isn't it in my brain anymore? It's like, I don't know.
It's kind of like school all over again.
Yeah, but those files I need to delete.
TV information I need from real life.
Exactly. How else am I supposed to have a conversation?
How else am I supposed to relate to people? I was talking with somebody at work the other day, and I was like, I, like, said a quote from something, like, referenced something. And they were like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a quote from whatever. I was like, literally, I was like, everything I say is probably a reference. And, like, at that moment, I, like, had, like, a, I just had a moment of self-clarity. I was like, I really just talk in references. Like, that's how I relate to people.
I have been doing that literally since I was in high school. I would just use, like, old obscure reference, like, Will and Grace quotes, and no one knew what the fuck I was talking about, so they thought I was hilarious. And I'm just like, you're all dumb!
Fooled you! Just, like, writing fooled down him again. Everything Karen said and repeating it.
Basically. Like, I still say pass Adina. Like, quite frequently.
You do say that a lot.
I also love to say, later, Hosen. Both lines from Jack. Ah, love a good. I'm so glad that they're ending the Will and Grace reboot, though.
Yeah, that, unfortunately, yeah.
It met an end, but also, it was time to die.
Rip to a real one.
Rip to a real one. Anyway, back to the other homosexuals. So, I love the fact that Bash was just like, all right, what was really funny to me?
It really did suck that guy died. Like, it really, I felt it. I think that's why I liked it so much, because when, like, he died, I was like, oh, his little boyfriend died. Like, that sucks.
Is it funny that I felt absolutely nothing?
I felt for him. I did. I only feel for the gays.
I just thought it was really funny how it took Britannica. Well, it didn't even take her. I don't even know if she fully fucking realizes that Bash is a fucking homo.
Did Carmen know? Because I feel like at one point they, like, touched on it, didn't they? Or, like, because they were friends. And then I feel like, didn't they kind of touch on it?
Wait, who's Carmen?
Right? Isn't that her name?
Who?
She does, she's the wrestler's daughter, and she the her brothers are in wrestling.
Oh! Yeah, I think... I want to say that she does know.
Okay.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's her name or not, so... I only know them by their wrestling names, so Machu Picchu. I want to say that she does know that he's a flaming homo, but, you know...
But then again, they didn't really touch on that after he married Kate Nash, so...
Yeah. Debbie knows now, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love that full confession. He was just like, I liked it a lot, and I'm probably gonna do it again. And then he's... Which is why, at the end, when he was just like, let's have a baby, I thought that was so fucking funny. Because I was just like, doubles down. Just full doubles down. It's just like, I'm probably going to go out and fuck another dude. I should have a baby.
Let's have a baby. Oh, God, yeah.
I know.
I really hope they get Britannica out of there. I really do. I'm like, I hope she just, like, gets her green card and is like, okay, all right, let's go. Like...
Truly. Bye-bye. Like, what I feel like will end up happening is they'll end up, or not even them specifically, is, like, the fourth season, which, in my mind, I do believe that Netflix is definitely going to give them a fourth season and break their curse that they currently have.
God, they fucking better.
Of canceling everything for some reason.
Okay, if they're going to give Orange 11 seasons or whatever it is at this point...
Well, the only reason why it had as many seasons as it did is because they renewed it for multiple seasons one year. It was literally like gave them like two or three seasons, and I was just like, oof, we really overestimated how interested we would be in this story.
We really smooched the pooch on that one, Netflix.
But, I mean, really? They got nominated, like, GLOW was nominated for, like, several Emmys, so I don't foresee them canceling it. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, why get rid of your nominated, like, shit? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You've got so much other garbage that isn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so in my mind, like, when they do season four, I feel like, you know, Kate Nash is going to end up meeting some actor or whatever and start fucking around with him behind the scenes.
He's gonna start, you think they're just going to be, like, cheating on each other, basically?
I mean, yeah.
What if they, you know, it would be so funny if they started fucking the same dude and didn't know.
Ugh, I would love that. I would love a Heartbeats moment.
It really would be.
They're like, you're our third, and then... But, you know, what always ends up happening is one... They always end up connecting more with one than the other.
Yeah, but... Or in Heartbeats, where it was neither.
I know.
Right? The guy was just a dick.
Yeah. He was just like, I'm not into either of you. You're just my friends. And they were just like, dramatic and French.
I love that movie.
I know. I love... It's so funny.
So good.
I just love that they were just so fucking dramatic about it. Like, the one who was just like... The dude went home and had, like, a whole moment. And then the girl was just, like, just smoking a cigarette.
I mean, it's France.
On the street, she's just like...
Oh, God. Good times.
Love it. God, love it.
Times.
Yeah, I did... That was really fucking funny, though. Like, when they hooked up with that one dude.
Yeah.
She was just like...
What was funny about it was, like, the intention, like, what ended up happening was, like, so far from the intention of what was going to happen. And also the fact that he was a prostitute that was also fucking, what's her name?
Malibu, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so funny. Like, the whole thing. Like, there are so many levels to what's going on here. I was like, first of all, he is fully a prostitute. And then... And is fucking Malibu, and she didn't realize he was a prostitute at first. And then also, then they're just hooking up, right? Like, they're, like...
Yeah, dating or whatever.
Dating, yeah. Which was hilarious. I was like, then Britannica hires him to just, like, flirt with her. Then Bash is like, let's all fuck. And it's so good.
I love gay drama.
That is literally what... He literally comes home and is she's just like, here's this hot guy. And he's like, time to fuck.
I guess I'm just going to have sex with him.
Guess we're all just going to have sex. All of us here in this room right now. Like, he was ready to go. He was ready to go in that moment.
And then had a full fucking breakdown afterwards. I love gay drama.
As we all do.
I love drama like that. Honestly, Netflix really needs to give us a fucking gay dramedy at this point. Like, I need something in the realm of, like, Looking or something, but funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to write it myself.
Sorry. So sorry.
Love that.
I just got real sleepy.
There was something else in particular. Oh, right. We forgot about the other gay. That's what it was. I was just like, there was another gay this season that I forgot about. It was the drag queen. Yes.
Yeah.
Loved him. Also, what's her face's storyline? The wolf girl.
Yep. Also amazing.
Yeah, that was a really great story. What was really funny is they were just like, she takes off the stuff and then she's just like an amazing actress and like way better than Ruth. And it's just so funny to me.
That was probably my favorite part of that storyline is that like she was just like so much better than Ruth. And I was like, yeah, Bert. Oh, it was so good. But like, that's what I mean about Ruth is like, I just kind of don't. I'm, like, not interested in seeing her go forward.
Fair.
You know? Yeah. Oh, the one thing I can say about her and Marc Maron that I did like is that the moment where they're like in the bar and they're like, hee hee hee, we're gonna hook up, and then they go outside and they're like, hee hee hee, let's get a cab, all like giggling and kissing, and then he tells her that she didn't get the part. I was like, okay, yes, good. Because I was like, I was actually fully expecting for them to fully sleep together and then for him to tell her or for her to find out.
Yeah.
Like, post them sleeping together. I was like, oh God, they're gonna fuck and then she's gonna find out. Like, blah, blah, blah. But he told her and I was like, actually, that was like totally the right move. Like, yeah. I wasn't expecting them to do that. And I thought that was the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of funny how she was just like, I mean, she had a right to be, like, I guess upset or hurt by it, but at the same time, it was like...
Oh, yeah, she shuts down so
hard. Yeah. She's just like, goodbye, closes up her... She's just like, grabs her coochie purse and is like, goodbye. We're closed for business now.
She really was. Like, she was... down. She was down to clown. She was like, let's do this. That pussy is open. And then he's like, you didn't get the part. She's like, I gotta go.
Oh, I thought this was a casting couch situation. See you later.
Oh, God.
She was really, like, on her clown girl shit. She was like...
She really was.
She was just like, I'm ready to be a full-on clown. And then he was like, when he told her and she didn't get the part, she was just like, oh, now I really am the clown. And then walks home with her sad clown music.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was so funny. She was just like, bye.
I just broke up with my boyfriend for this.
I was like, damn, girl. Make your motives clear, okay?
For real. That was, I mean, it wasn't messed up that she didn't get the part, but, I mean...
No, I mean, she, yeah. She, like, went and auditioned and didn't get it. I'm like, who cares that you, like, knew the people? Like,
that's true.
Hollywood. I don't know what to tell you.
Honestly. But at the same time... Well, not at the same time. That's why I think I found the end... I don't know. Because the end of the season... I get what they were trying to say with, like, Debbie being like, I have this whole, I have this whole idea for you and, like, what we can do in the future, like, what we can do in the future for, like, this, to continue to, like, have careers and whatnot, and then...
Yeah.
Because wasn't Ruth, like, considering moving home or some bullshit like that?
Yeah, I think she was... I mean, I think the whole thing with, like, Ruth and Debbie is, like, they're meant to, like...
Foil?
What?
Like, foil each other?
Yes. Yes, like, 100%. And I think you're almost meant to side with Ruth because, like, the scene where they, like... like, Debbie buys a horse. Because she can, and she's white, and it's the 80s. And she, like, is talking about how she's, like, oh, like... blah blah blah, like, kind of like has lost her interest in, like, the passion for acting, which is, like, what bonded her and Ruth in the first place. And Ruth is, like, feeling like, oh, I still have that passion, and so this is what sets me apart. And that kind of, like, sets up the the end where she's like, no, I gotta go because I meh, want to be an actress meh. And I'm like, okay, but literally your friend just bought a TV studio and she's telling you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you're like, but acting. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, but the most annoying aspect of it is, like, Debbie is fucking right. Wait, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Debbie is right.
Is her name, wait, Debbie, is her name Debbie or am I on drugs?
No, it's, I, well, yes, you are, but, yeah, both of those things are true. Her name is Debbie.
Okay. I don't know why in my mind I was just like, wait, is it Betty? I'm just sitting here too long thinking about
not
it.
Not Betty, that's Riverdale.
Yeah. Wow, I'm really just going. I'm on one right now. So yeah.
I sure am on one. Yeah, no, Debbie's pretty much throughout the show, Debbie is right. Like, pretty much 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest thing about. Like, I would say the one instance where I agreed with Ruth and not her was when that guy, the, like, head of the studio, like, came on to her, and Debbie was like, why didn't you just pretend you had your period?
She's like, the one time you kept your pants closed.
Which, okay, she was right to say that. That was funny.
You're like, touche, but you're also wrong. What I think is just the most interesting thing about it is, like, we know that Debbie's right, but I love the fact that Debbie is just like, how long do you expect to, like, keep trying this, like, acting thing and being heartbroken about it? And then Ruth is just like, but that's the whole thrill of it. And I'm like, I guess, but you are getting a little old for this bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
Because she's full on, like, hey, I had an actual acting career, and then that whole baby thing happened. And then that whole baby thing. And then she had a baby. And then she, like, you know, I think she tried to do, like, the whole reason why they all ended up on that show is because, like, they're all either actors or something to that aspect. Yeah. And then they couldn't do that, so they ended up on that show where they were just doing bullshit, kind of.
Well, yeah, and what I think is funny is, like, for a lot of the characters, like, finding the wrestling show, like, the journey that they then go on is finding other stuff that they're good at, right? So, like, Cherry is, like, becomes, like, the stunts coordinator, and Carmen, like, I don't know, like, is, like, directing the action, like, what's her name, she's one of my favorites, the black mom, who's, we met her son last season, oh, finally.
Yeah, but I can't remember
welfare
her name.
Welfare queen.
Yeah.
like, she hurts her back, and then they present this, like, alternative option of what she can do, and she's like, oh, I think I can do that, and, like, you know, Sheila gets into acting, and, like, Debbie becomes a producer and finds out she's good at that, and, like, everybody else's story is like, okay, I tried acting, or I tried whatever, but now I'm here, and I'm gonna, like, start to branch out into these other things, because I've discovered that's what I'm actually good at, right? Mm-hmm. And for Ruth, like, you kind of expect it to be, like, she's good at directing, right? Because they, yeah, like, they're set up for, like, a while that it's like, oh, she's really good at directing, like, she directs this whole music video, the title theme, and you're like, oh my god, like, great, she's, like, finding her place as, like, a director. But then, like, that's why the end of season three, like, she's just going through this whole thing about acting again, and I'm like, but didn't we set up that you were good at directing?
Yeah.
Like, don't you want to do more of that? Like, that's why I was just kind of like, Ruth, like, what are you doing? Like, you've found something that you're good at and that, like, you have an opportunity to do that isn't, you're just struggling as an actress, like, trying to find your big break, like, and you're moving away from it? Like, what are you doing? Like, just because she has this, like, fantasy of being an actress. I don't know. It's interesting because I don't know, because I feel like with every other character, they've started to, like, come into their own and blossom and be like, oh, this is the thing I'm really good at, and I'm going to, like, continue with that. And, like, with Ruth, she's just like, no, I still want to be an actress. Me, me, me.
Exactly, which is super annoying. But, so, you know, whatever, I guess.
So I think that that's just part of the reason that her character, especially in season three, I was like, oh my god, I'm over this, like.
Yeah.
Um,
I just feel like all the other characters were I don't know. They were, like, very realistic with, like, their prospects on things.
Yeah.
Like, when Carmen go on and actually, like, become, like, a rest, like, basically, like, a wrestling coordinator or whatever the hell she does exactly. I don't know what the position is.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, I can do this. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Debbie's like, oh, I'm gonna, like, become, like, this businesswoman, basically, and make my own thing. It's like, essentially, she was trying to create, you know, a situation for herself instead of waiting for something to happen and be a little bit more proactive.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what Ruth is doing. She's like, and I agree with what you were saying. She, like, kind of romanticizes this, like, idea of being, like, discovered as a struggling actress or whatever. And it's just like, girl, sometimes you gotta make those opportunities for yourself.
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good way to put it, is that, like, the other characters are, like, making things happen for themselves. Like, especially Debbie, who, like, really in season three, you're like, damn, Debbie. And, like, in contrast, Ruth is just, and I really thought that the whole thing with Justine's movie, like, her not getting that part, like, I thought that that would be a little bit of a wake-up call for her, like, that she would be like, oh, if I can't even get this part that, like, is a movie made by people I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying, like, I don't know. I'm not saying the message should be give up on your dreams.
Yeah.
but I am saying that
you should be realistic.
You should play to your strengths and, you know, like, not, romanticize ideals that aren't going to come true just because you're like, but this is my passion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What? I know. Whatever, Ruth.
Gives up on dreams. Whatever.
It'd be like that.
It be like that. Okay. Welcome to the world.
I think we should close out by talking about one of the other highlights of the season, which was Cherry and her husband's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, that whole baby thing. I really wanted to talk to you about it because I was wondering what your thoughts on it were. Because I know how you feel about, like, you know...
babies?
Yes.
I liked it. I liked the way they handled it. And it was funny because, like, when the conflict first came up where she was like, I don't want to have a baby. It's going to destroy my body. And I was like, oh, why don't they just adopt? And then it literally took the whole season for them to get there. Like, he, like, dramatically came back dressed as Santa, first of all. And then was just like, I have adoption flyers. I'm like, I guess adoption, like, wasn't as prevalent in the 80s.
I guess.
Because, like, it really wasn't my first thought when she was like, I don't want to have a baby. I was like, oh, they should maybe adopt. And I was, but then, like, it took a while for them to get there. So I was like, oh, maybe it was just, like, a thing of the times that, like.
Yeah, I think it just wasn't, like, as prevalent. That's really what it was.
It was just really funny. Because, like, that was the dramatic reveal at the end of the season. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that you can easily do that. But I did really like that storyline of, like, how...
And I love them. I love them.
Yeah, they, like, have a really great relationship. I just love the fact that she was just like, I don't want to give up my dreams and my career to have a child.
Oh, yeah.
When it's not even something I necessarily want per se. Like, I feel like she kind of wants to be a mother, but she also, like, is okay if she isn't, you know? Yeah,
exactly. And I think, like, they handled it very well in that respect, where she's like, I love you, and I want to have a family with you because I love you, but I don't, you know, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. And she was very, like, open about her, you know, her opinions, and she was like, I don't want a baby now, maybe ever.
Yeah.
So, I did like that a lot.
I also love the fact that they shined a light on the fact that men are insane and are like, they're the one, like, people always think, like, oh, women always want to have the babies and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. Like, I watch reality shows and stuff. The women are just like, they'll maybe have one baby or whatever. They're just like, I'm done. I don't want to have another one. And the guy's just like, you don't want to have, like, a little baby girl or a daughter or a little son running around? And I'm just like, what is up with dudes wanting more kids? Like, they just want more kids, but they also don't want to take care of them or the responsibility. And I am very confused by it because I'm just like, what?
I think it's actually more evolution. Like, it's more ingrained in a man biologically to want a baby because, like, women are just like, and I'm just speaking, like, strictly biologically. Like, women are just the carriers of children, right? Like, we can create a life in us. But I think that actually, like, so for men, it's like, oh, I have to carry on my genes. So mm-hmm. it's actually more biologically instinctual for a man to want more children because he's like, I need my genes to be out there somehow, right?
Yeah.
But, like, for women, it's just like, well, our bodies just tell us that we can do that.
Yeah.
You know, every month, our bodies remind us that we don't have a baby. And they punish us for it.
This is what you get.
This is what you get for not currently carrying a fetus.
And every month, God punishes you for not fulfilling your obligation as a woman.
Great, thanks, I love it, thank you.
So glad we ended this episode with, like, gender politics.
I'm just speaking strictly biology here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it gender politics or is this just Darwinism?
I also just want to quickly shout out my other favorite episode, which was the in season 3 when they all switched roles.
That was great. I love that.
I could have watched 2 hours of that. I was like, this is so good. Like,
wait, who was Liberty Bell again? I can't remember.
They switched.
Oh, just Ruth and Debbie?
Yeah, they switched, remember? Allison Brie was Liberty Bell and she was Zoya.
I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch that because I'm like, now I've completely forgotten that episode. Oh, I loved when they did the Christmas Carol, though. I thought that was so well done.
Yeah, that was also really good.
That's the thing is, I'm like, I really loved how they put together these, like, this wrestling show. That's why I'm very interested to see what they do for season 4. Because they're like, oh, we can't use any of those characters, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, good, because some of them were racist. Like, what's her name saying, like, me jumping out of a fucking fortune cookie every night. Also... Yeah. Good, like, big ups to her character because she was just like, hey, I'm the fucking costume designer. I deserve more money. And she was like, how much more do you want? And, like, they just had to negotiate that. And that was a fun time. What?
We lost each other there for a second. I said that's Knives.
Yes, Knives Chow.
Knives Chow. She's Chinese. Anyway...
So, yep, that I guess this concludes our episode about Glow. I feel like we have nothing left to talk about. I think we really got out what we wanted to talk about.
The gay shit, yeah. And how much I hate Ruth.
Yes, and my strange attraction to Marc Maron.
Yeah. No, I think overall, I told you this. It does remind me of Orange is the New Black because, like, it's about a big group of a variety of women. And sometimes the writing to me is, like, a little, like, contrived, like, certain lines that characters will say and stuff. But, like, I think overall it really handles its characters well and it has, like, really been letting them breathe and become new things, and I'm enjoying where it's going. And Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch what happens live.
Watch what happens live. I said that last night. Who was I with? No, because I was going to say, I said that to, like, it definitely, some straight, oh, yeah, I was hanging out with straight people, because I said, watch what happens live, and no one reacted to that, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot I was hanging out with straight people.
I forgot Bravo was a gay channel.
I existed in a world where channels had no sexuality.
Only once. Once a year. So...
Yep,
So what should our next episode be?
J-Lo's
filmography?
It's not gonna be J-Lo's. Oh, man. That's a great question.
The funny thing is I've written down a lot of ideas for what we should do this season, and I don't know. I have to look back at them. We'll see. We'll figure something out.
Well, you know what's definitely on the list?
What?
You're the worst.
I am the worst. I still have not watched the final season.
Like, me neither. Is it on Hulu yet? Because that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for it to come on Hulu.
Okay, so I'm not the only one. I've also been waiting. You know Hulu put a bunch of their shows on, not Hulu, FX put a bunch of their shows on Hulu. And I swear that You're the Worst, the last season, is not one of them. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I need them to get there so that I can finally be free.
Free me from my torment of literally this last season of the show that I did not watch.
Yep.
And need to end my life.
I did my rewatch so long ago in anticipation of the last season, and they have not put it up.
Yeah,
so now I'm like, I forget everything from my rewatch.
Well, they still haven't put the fifth season up, if you're wondering, and I'm annoyed, because I'm like, for real, you put, like, What We Do in the Shadows and fucking Snowfall up there, but, okay, whatever. Well, I'll just have to send them a strongly worded email.
A strongly worded tweet.
You bitch!
Yeah, we will, let's put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. We have lots to discuss this season. We have, you forcing me to watch Supernatural.
I was literally just talking about Supernatural earlier today. I cannot wait for that episode.
Yeah, I can. We have Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2, which I don't think we ever did.
Did we do that? I have no idea, honestly, at this point.
I don't think we ever did that one.
Well, yeah, we can definitely do that. I'm gonna have to finally get around to finishing that season.
We have, some shows are ending, right? Isn't The Good Place ending?
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, Orange is the New Black. We were just talking about... Well, you haven't even watched the last season.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
But it's over.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll tune in, listeners, for all the things...
Tune in for all the things that we're probably maybe going to do this season. But, you know, we'll see. As always, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.